I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The H3N2 flu strain dominated Australia's flu season, where winter has just ended. And what happens in the southern hemisphere can be an indication of what could happen here in the northern hemisphere. That's why SSM Health primary care physician Dr. Christina Anderson says it's critical to get this year's flu shot.
I would say it's one of the most important things you can do all winter. It helps keep people out of the hospital, keep you at work. No one has time for it to be sick, and especially not with influenza, because it can be pretty serious.
But is it too early to get a flu shot?
Not typically. We say on average they last about 6 months, but it's kind of tough to predict when that flu season will start, when it will peak, and when it will end. We saw flu cases into April last year, but I usually say late September is a perfect time to try and get it, early October. That way you'll get that coverage through April. But you won't be putting yourself at undue risk early in the season.
The CDC says last year's flu season was the longest in a decade, with as many as 43 million flu illnesses across the country. Those most at risk for the flu include anyone less than 5, but especially younger than 2, anyone over 65, and those with serious health conditions.
Well, if you're in one of those high-risk groups especially, it can be very dangerous. You could end up in the intensive care unit, you could get pneumonia, all kinds of terrible things.
And even if this year's vaccine isn't a perfect match for whatever flu strains may be out there, it does do some good.
Even if you've gotten the flu, even if you got the flu shot, it will help you decrease the severity of it by about half.
And to those who claim they got the flu after getting the vaccine, Dr. Anderson says that's not really possible.
For the most part, the flu shot is made with dead particles so that it irritates the immune system, essentially, without giving you the flu virus. Your body is just naturally responding to that by making you feel kind of bad. So it's actually your own immune system that's revving up and doing its job that makes you feel kind of achy. So yeah, some people have a little bit of a low-grade fever, a little bit of muscle achiness, but it's nothing compared to the real flu.
SSM Health will be offering free flu shot clinics on Saturday morning, October 12th, at all adult hospitals except St. Louis University Hospital. SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital is the only location that will vaccinate ages 6 months and older. Fred Bottomer, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.